Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad to see you. I'm sorry I ran in at the last minute. The roads were slippery and I tried not to drive too fast, so here I am. Well, good morning. What a beautiful sanctuary we have. It's always been beautiful, and we are blessed to have such a large canvas to use in building our theme of the dark woods. When you walked in, were you surprised to see a whole bunch of trees in here? Are you all cold still? Are you warming up? On Ash Wednesday when I came in, I was just blown away by the beauty of seeing the dark wood here and the candles and all the things that are the cross in a different way, and just beautiful. So I'm so grateful that we have this huge canvas to work with. So much of our theme this Lent is based on the book Gifts of the Dark Wood by Eric Elness. And the dark woods don't have to be scary. It can also be a place of reflection. This week we are going to be talking about the gifts of uncertainty. Have you been through a time of uncertainty? Have you been through several times of uncertainty? As I thought about this, I realized in just the last 5 years, we're not even talking about the whole life, but in the last 5 years, I have been filled with periods of uncertainty. If we take a moment to think about it, life is full of uncertainty. In fact, our God is too big for us to know everything about. My favorite professor started out class, Theology 1 class, the first day, saying this: theology, the study of God. And yet, if you think you can study God, you know nothing about God. We are human beings, and God is God. God is so mysterious, so much bigger than you and I can even imagine, that this awesome God we believe in is even uncertain. I don't mean uncertain to believe in. I mean we don't know all about God. We don't have all the answers about God. God knows all about us. Hope and faith are what we hold on to because nothing is certain. When we think we are certain of everything, we become stagnant. There is no room for the Holy Spirit to move us. Uncertainty keeps us on our toes, keeps us in awe of our God, keeps us interested and uncomfortable. Uncertainty is life. Sometimes we aren't ready to live in the uncertainty. And I'm reminded of the Gospel of John, chapter 5. And this is a story of the man who could not walk and he panhandled at the healing waters. And this is the healing waters that they have excavated so we can see where he may have been and where Jesus was. This man didn't seem to want to be healed. And I wonder why. Maybe he knew how his life currently is and was, and how he knew how to navigate that life. Maybe he was unsure of how to live life another way. He ended up telling the Pharisees in the temple of Jesus' healing, which led to Jesus' arrest for this healing, because Jesus worked on the Sabbath. Unfortunately, sometimes we are unable to live in uncertainty. We stay in situations because we are afraid of uncertainty. We would rather stay where we are, even if it is miserable, instead of live in the uncertainty. Once a woman came to me because she was devastated. She had fallen in love with a married man. They had met at a bar, and for months he had told her how unhappy he was in his marriage. Everyone in town knew how unhappy he was in his marriage. This woman and the man talked several times through several months, and there was a spark. One day, the woman said to the man, "You must leave your wife if we are to start a relationship. There is no other way. I know we will be happy together." He said, "I just can't." And she said, "Why?" "You know we are a good match." And he said, "I don't know happy. I don't know how to do happy. I know miserable." And they never spoke again. She was so upset. How could he choose miserable over happy? He was too afraid to live into the uncertainty. You know, this whole chapter and this whole book has really stirred a lot in me and also in James Street, because the James Street Church is going to be closing at the end of June, and this is their life right now. Their life is uncertain. Most of the folks that are still there have been there for probably 50 years. So to think that they will need to find a new place of worship, a new place to find friends and a faith community, is just completely uncertain. So this has been really challenging, uncomfortable, but also a blessing, because we can really talk about this stuff in this setting of the gifts of uncertainty. So after our reading today by Brother David Tendell Rast about the swan gives us wonderful perspective. The swan walks uncomfortably on land, yet walks toward the water where he knows he will be okay. The swan is not upset with himself because he uncomfortably walks on land. He just stays in the uncomfortableness to make it to the water. He knows when he reaches the water, he will be back on where he needs to go. He'll be back on track, and he'll be doing what he does best. The swan lives on purpose and grace in the water. The gift of uncomfortableness and uncertainty gets the swan back to his purpose. And in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes to the faith community in Corinth, the first letter we have on record. And first, we read this a couple of weeks ago. Paul talks all about love. And then he shifts to this part about childishness and maturity. One way to look at this passage is that Paul believes with maturity, we accept that life is uncertain, and we must depend on our faith. He goes on to say we can see only dimly, but when we are with God, we will know so much more. Paul lived in uncertainty, the already but not yet, that Jesus Christ would come again very soon, but we weren't sure when. And the bottom line is trust. Trust that uncertainty is part of life, and God will not leave us out in the dark wood alone. God will be with us in our uncertainty. Trust that unexpected love will show up when we need it. Uncertainty is a large part of our existence. Fortunately, the Holy Spirit is with us, sometimes pushing us into uncertainty so that we can accomplish something bigger than we ever imagined ourselves. And sometimes the Holy Spirit is with us, giving us support through our uncertainty. The dark wood is not something to fear. It's something to expect. The gifts that come with uncertainty in the dark woods are what make us grow and stretch and learn and depend on faith, hope, love, and God. Amen.